This is a moment to reflect on discipline, as Elder Jeffrey R. Holland teaches that the Lord's help can take many forms.
Well, afraid this miracle would again add to the threat Jesus already posed to his presumed authority, the enemies of the Savior confronted the newly sighted man and said in anger, "We know Jesus is a sinner." The man listened for a moment and then said, "Whether he be a sinner, I know not. But one thing I do know, whereas I was blind, now I see." Jesus gave the first meaning to this exchange, telling his disciples that all of this had happened, that the works of God should be made manifest. Now remember that twice in this narrative, the Savior's action was referred to as anointing the blind man's eyes, an act to be completed by washing. This description of the works of God being made manifest could possibly suggest the unfolding of an ordinance. Now, another truth that is evident here are the instruments the Creator of heaven and earth and all that in them are, all that he used to provide this miracle was spit and a handful of dirt. These very unlikely ingredients declare that God can bless us by whatever method he chooses. Now, like Naaman resisting the River Jordan, or the children of Israel refusing to look at the serpent on the staff, how easy it is for us to dismiss the source of our redemption because the ingredients and the instruments seem embarrassingly plain.
That was an excerpt from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's talk, "And Now I See." This is a moment to reflect.
A production of BYU Radio.